15.
1915.
Good year, that.
For who?
Person born in 1915.
It was?
I had to wait even longer than that.
That's good. Yeah. I got in there first.
Really? Come to listen to Chris.
Chris, I did offer Sandown Town Council and Shankland Town Council. So I thought you were coming to our meeting tonight. But I want to come and hear your talk.
Chris.
And you can say when you've turned up to Shankland and Sandown Town Council.
I wasn't invited, so that's fine.
No, that's what I said. Yeah, we're having you here, so you know, come to our meeting. Is Adrian smoking again?
No, I can't find it. I can't find a light out there, so you have to guess where you've walked.
Yeah.
It's got lost.
Yeah, maybe.
It was late for the last meeting. On the phone up to see where he was. Parking his car. I am. I've been out for so long.
Oh, we should.
I've got making some quotes as well. Yeah. I've got these.
There's
an
electronic tool to say.
John.
Was you all going to talk to me?
John Gilby.
No. Marshall.
Marshall. No, I don't think so. Not yet. I don't know.
That's why. They're all in the same way.
Okay. I think we're going to... We should be sure. We'll just get through it now. But we'll put it together what he's done so far. Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
I have a hammer back.
Yeah.
Mike's found my hammer. Welcome to Lake Parish Council's meeting on Thursday the 13th of October at 7:15 p.m. Welcome to the three of you. We normally start with a public forum, but we have no members of the public here this evening. He's coming apparently, but he's not here yet, so we will... the public has now been taken care of. We've got quite a long agenda tonight, so obviously we'll have to be a little bit concise and to the point with our comments. We just want to get it finished in 2 hours if we can. But I'm delighted, for those of you who don't know, Chris Ashman, Garlite Council Director of Regeneration. Chris is here specifically to talk to us as we requested regarding item 8 on the agenda, the Bay Place Plan, which we discussed in our last meeting. And we were looking to commit some money, but I'll take up Chris' kind offer of talking to us first. So Chris will do a presentation on what exactly the Bay Place Plan is all about. Hopefully it's similar to what I said last month. And then we'll have a round of questions, and when we get to item 8, we can vote with the knowledge of what we're actually voting for. So Chris, welcome to Lake Parish Council. It's nice to see you.
Thank you, Paul.
The floor's yours.
It's great to be here, and it's nice to come to Lake Parish Council and obviously tick another one off the list for me, because I try to get to as many town parish council meetings as I can, but I find them being drawn to some of the larger ones more regularly. So it's great to be here and great to meet somebody for the first time. I've been working on the island now for 5 years, developing a regeneration strategy on behalf of the council that was adopted back in 2019. And it was a strategy looking at the next 10 years for the island, which obviously at the time we weren't expecting a pandemic, but we were expecting some really significant changes to come about. The introduction of full fibre, and our connectivity across the island, the opportunities provided by our biosphere status, these really important developments. So capitalising on those and actually helping the council become vibrant and stable financially was a key part of the programme. So the programme was formulated looking at some key assets that the council owned, both in terms of land and building, and to actually bring forward regeneration opportunities for those. So whilst the focus would have been on generating a return, crucially to help with our increasing pressures on adult social care and children's services, those continue to be a challenge. Clearly, any of those developments and those regeneration projects are being developed within communities. So there was a very early appetite to work with local areas. The island, which I don't need to tell anyone here, is very different in different parts of the island. So obviously here we've got a very strong bay coastal feel to communities. We have a rural, very much a rural area in the West White, and some urban areas with deprivation in the east and the north and the centre of the island. So when you're developing a regeneration strategy, it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all approach. So from very early on, we sought to work with local areas. Yes, where those key projects were. Here, for example, the Cult Parade area was identified as a key area opportunity. The Salmon Middle School site was identified as a key opportunity. And a small project, such as the Pier Street toilets in Sandown, were an opportunity as well. We recognised that we need to understand the areas a bit more. How are these projects going to add value? And also, more importantly, tackle the local issues. So that's where we started to progress the idea of area regeneration approaches and place plans to develop those local ideas about what's important. So it isn't just a case of the Isle of Wight Council coming along and saying, right, we've got these sites, this is what we want to happen. Like it or lump it, that's not the approach. Understanding the areas, what their pressures and priorities are, and hopefully identifying local projects that will benefit communities and meet those needs. But what we recognised was that in order to do that, if the council was to change and you were to attract funding for different areas, you needed the right size of population to make that worthwhile. Whilst every community has its own identity, actually having a critical mass of people here in the Bay across a bigger catchment, we felt would be important, because if it was to punch above its weight in attracting funding, both within the island and beyond it, having a population of 20,000-25,000 as opposed to individual settlements of 10, 5, 8 was going to have a more of an impact. So we always wanted to work with the three town councils to develop a bay place plan, much along the lines that we've done in Newport and Ryde and East Cowes have done more recently as a town council, developing their own town plan, so that we could identify what those common issues were, identify what the opportunities to address them might be, but also still remember that they are still three individual settlements with their own issues. So pandemic really set us back, I think, on that front, because I think we were ready with the publication of the Eastern Bay Vision, which set up quite a wide-ranging range of issues and opportunities along the revetment, along the top cliff path, around individual high street opportunities, really exciting menu of opportunities there. We would have been hopefully much further forward in agreeing a place plan with the three town councils by now if we hadn't had the pandemic. Because place plans are not just about places, they're about people. So in that context, it's very much been a process of engagement with the local populations about what they think is important, which some things are consistent, some things change over time. So clearly now, on the back of the pandemic, and on in terms of those structural opportunities, such as biosphere, such as the full fibre investment, it's a good time to actually revisit what those issues are, agree a consensus across the three areas about what they might be, the common issues, what the local priorities are, and work together, really, both with the Isle of Wight Council and with the three town councils, and the business communities in those areas, and the community voluntary groups, a real consensus effort, really, to move the area forward. So the place plan mechanism is what we tried elsewhere. It's worked to a degree in terms of engaging the business population, in terms of engaging local people about local priorities. They've acted as a catalyst then for funding applications and successful funding bids for different projects. Some examples include the Heritage High Street Action Zone project, which the government launched a couple of years ago. I think the South East region, we were the only county council that secured two successful high street action projects. And there was no coincidence really that both of those areas had place plans where they developed and set out a considered priority for heritage as part of their future of their high streets. And that's gone on now with projects in Rye, such as the interchange investment, very much a rail infrastructure investment, but grounded in the town itself. And the repurposing of one of the department stores in the centre of Rye, using Arts Council funding. So I could go on, obviously with East Cowes, the development of the Levelling Up funding opportunity there, again on the back of their basis of their place plan, which was to bring their waterfront area back to life as part of the town. So I could go on, but I think in terms of the bay not catching up in some respects, because there's lots of opportunities here that have moved forward and continue to move forward, but actually trying to organise that and get a collective view of what the next 10 years might bring and what opportunities we might want to bring forward together. It's the process as much as the plan, so bringing different town councils together, but also the business community being very much represented in that debate and that discussion, and actually having that relationship with the county councillors as well in the process, the cabinet members responsible for some of these key areas around infrastructure, around digital improvement, around regeneration. The whole process brings all that together so that there is a very clear action plan about what we want to achieve together, and we can judge our success against that. So, as you can appreciate, I'm a big fan of the process. I think it adds a lot of value. It's not too bureaucratic, because I think there's a debate, or we've had a debate, about the role of neighbourhood plans, which are more of a statutory instrument as part of the island plan process, where you can actually specify, for example, numbers of houses, those types of issues, and needs and infrastructure. Quite expensive to develop, quite lengthy to progress. So we've kind of adapted that with this place plan approach. It doesn't have the same legal weight when you're considering planning applications, but what it does do is it provides you with that sense of a priority and supports then any funding applications for quite transformational opportunities. So we did some engagement back in 2018-19 in and around the Bay Area. We still got all that work to call on in terms of what the local priorities were. Very much an emphasis on facilities for young people in and around the Bay, recognising the role of the Bay Secondary School as well in that process. Infrastructure improvements to some of the waterfront. So there were early signs, if you like, about what the opportunities may be. But as I say, we were kind of set back a bit by the pandemic, as a lot of areas were. And we just want to come forward now and bring the process here to this part of the island and hopefully secure your support going forward. We've asked for contributions from each of the three town councils. The Isle of Wight Council will make that contribution. What we'll do when we have that agreement is then we'll recruit an independent consultant to actually support consultation on the plan, identify what the opportunities are, work with the three town councils to identify a shared action plan moving forward, and obviously then produce the governance as well between the three areas that will then oversee the plan going forward over the next at least 10 years. Thank you, Paul. I hope that gives you an idea.
Thank you. Yeah, it does.
What we're hoping to achieve, and I'm happy to take any questions.
I think the key part is obviously the funding is for a consultant to be recruited to do a plan for the Bay. So, do you have a question, Mike?
Yeah. How long will the consultants take to do their work?
It can average between 3 to 5 months. So it involves hosting events in places like this involves an analysis of the data of the different areas. So it will sense check then the key messages that come out of that data. So if there was a higher incidence in this part of the island for homelessness, for example, just taking that as an example, then you would seek to bring that to the fore and have a debate about if we're doing worse than the rest of the island regarding that particular issue, what's going on already to try and tackle it, how are we... So there's quite a bit of engagement, data analysis, and then development of the action plan. But I would say between 3 and 5 months is the average amount of time that will take.
Questions? Tig?
Chris, you mentioned that Ryde, East Cowes have put their plans in place.
There's one in Cowes Northwood as well.
Okay, so did they use consultants on those plans, and did that work well?
They did. Yes, and I think in every case, different approaches. In East Cowes, very much a planning consultancy type led approach. But again, good engagement through a survey type of approach with the residents. In Cowes Northwood, they basically adopted the same approach as we took in Ryde and Newport, which was a place, something called a place standard. And the leading consultancy on developing that approach to date on the island is ARC Consulting, actually based here in the Bay.
Yeah.
So they look at the key factors affecting a place and make a judgment based upon the data, how that place is doing on each of those key factors. Mm-hmm. So that's the methodology, if you like, that they've used. But clearly we'd issue, as we do with all joint commissions, we'd issue a brief. We'd ask them for responses, and then we would score that with representatives from each of the town councils, score what the responses looked like for value for money and practice and experience. That's the approach. So then East Coast slightly outside that, but not in it didn't affect the quality of the output in any way.
Okay, thank you.
Adrian, do you want to say?
No.
Okay.
Covered.
Any more questions?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Approximate cost for doing this over the three councils?
Yeah. Well, we've set the conservative budget of 20,000. So that's why we've suggested a four-way split, really, with the Isle of Wight Council involved. On reflection, I hope it's sufficient. I think it should be. It is a bigger area, and there's more stakeholders, because you're working with three town councils as opposed to just one, as we've done in the other places. But let's see what responses we get back. Obviously we'll tell them what the budget is, and really they'll set their methodology then on the basis of that budget.
Yes, John.
You said 20,000 split four ways, but there are three of us. Well, who's the fourth?
The Isle of Wight Council.
So, and would it be split equally?
Yes.
So us being a smaller council would have to pay a large amount per capita.
We haven't apportioned it in that way at all. It was purely a straight four-way split, really.
John, I'll cover that when we get to the agenda item, because I've spoken to the mayors of Shankly and Sandown. So I'll cover that if you like when we get to the...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep that open.
Any other questions? I've got one, Chris. I was involved in the meeting we had, to put this forum, so you'll get my support.
Thank you.
If the council agrees, to put our share of the money in, would we be able to be part of the recruitment process for the consultants?
Oh, certainly.
I'll put it another way. I chaired a meeting with the three Bay councils, and the three mayors, or the two mayors and myself, we were all in favour of doing this, but we wanted to some sort of say who the consultant was and regular meetings with the consultant through the process. We can put that as a condition of our funding.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question.
That'd be my... Do you have any further questions before we let Chris go to dinner with his wife? No. Councillors' questions. Shanklin had the chance to invite Chris and he chose not to. So, councillors' questions.
I want to say thank you to the chairman tonight for inviting me. As it's in the public item and not in the...
We've had public items, Steve. We've had public questions.
Oh,
okay. So if Shankly wanted to invite Chris to talk to them, then your mayor should have done so, but he didn't.
I went after it.
So,
I'm happy to speak to anyone offline.
Okay, that's fine. Yep. Do you have any more questions specifically for Chris? Okay.
Would the plays plan draw money in for regeneration of the revetment?
I would certainly hope so. Whilst in itself it will be a valuable exercise, because it will establish a shared understanding of what the issues are and what priorities need to be. But without it, it would make accessing funding harder.
I was also part of the initial Bay Revetment Works Party.
Yes.
There was a vision document that was drawn up.
Yes.
Quite a few people in here weren't councillors at the time of that vision document.
Yep.
Can is it worth sharing a vision document with all the Bay councils again?
Absolutely. I can send everyone the link on our IWITE Invest website, which will send you to the relevant webpage for that. It's quite a big document.
Yeah.
Both in what they call it, megabytes, as well as in terms of pages. So
it's a very informative document, remember with what the vision could be down there.
The only thing I would say is it tends to focus more on the physical, the opportunities around the sites and the high street, for example, and as well as the seafront. Whereas the place plan, I would expect to be much more focusing on businesses, on social issues, on people's side of regeneration, if you like. But I can't prejudge it, but I would expect it to look at that side of things, because I think, again, welcome councillors' comments when they look at it, but I think that Bay Vision document is actually a very good piece of work on which we can build. Place plan, I think, will add a lot of value to that. And hopefully, as you said, comes to deliver the funding to make it happen.
Chris, thank you for coming this evening.
Thank
you for the offer of coming, and glad we accepted your offer. It's been very informative and help us make our decision later. Thank Mrs. Ashman for sparing you.
Any further questions, 20 minutes. Get back in touch.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks,
Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Cheers. Okay, on to the agenda. Apologies for absence.
Bet.
See any declarations of interest on agenda items? Anyone not already declared? Wish to declare anything? Okay. Item 3, the minutes of the meeting held on the 8th of September, which you all had circulated. Are there any questions on the minutes of the 8th of September? All happy?
Yeah.
Nearly 5 pages now, aren't
there? Can I just ask, when we had the meeting, we turned the mic off for the confidential staffing matter.
Yes.
And yet it's here in writing for everyone to read. I know it's only a brief outline of it, but I just wondered why we had to have people go outside, but we had it reported on the minutes.
I think that's because we discussed pound, shillings and pence in the confidential item bit.
And they're not listening to it, obviously.
No, we've mentioned a pay scale, but we haven't mentioned pounds, shillings and pence. And I think in that respect, we're fine. So later on this evening, if we get the confidential item this evening, if we mention pounds, shillings and pence, which we will, they won't be on the minutes and they won't be on the recording. Yeah? Happy? Yeah, sorry, John.
Under the Events Committee, Councillor Marshall had flag arrangements in their hand in accordance with Operation London Bridge. What is that, please?
That's the protocol for the death of the sovereign.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Item 4, matters arising. Obviously, we've got a list of actions at the end. Remembrance Sunday, trumpeter and cadets.
Yeah.
I know John's spoken to the cadets, haven't you, John?
And
you,
yes, you spoke they can turn up.
Okay.
They would be more than willing to turn up.
Christmas carols. I know John wanted to raise some of Christmas carols. You've contacted Mr. Izzard, haven't you? Reverend Izzard.
Yes, he's coming.
John, did you want to raise your point about the Christmas carol concert now, or do you want to do it a bit later?
Do it in a bench.
Okay.
Number 13.
Okay. Toilets, new unit and CCTV.
Yeah, this was to give Danfo an expression of interest in the special offer that they had, which I did.
That will come up anyway on item number 10. The Bay Place plan we've just heard from Chris. Bells Green, we've got quotes on the agenda to discuss in a minute. War Memorial Junction. I did email Councillor Jordan again, asking for a meeting. Figures he wanted before he had the meeting. I did it the night of the last meeting. I didn't even get an acknowledgement. Not even acknowledgement that, you know, he was still chasing the data or anything. So I was hoping to grab him last week, but never got a chance to. So I would email him again. I just want a meeting with him at the junction to look at the traffic. You know, he wants data. I get that we need data. But I want him to come and sit down there for 20 minutes and see all the near misses.
Has he got pulse?
I'm not commenting on Councillor Jordan.
I just wondered if he'd got a boss that you could perhaps go to his boss, that's all. I don't know if he's got a boss or not.
Not really.
No?
Well, I'd go to the leader of the council, but she just referred it back to the cabinet member. So, you know, I'm doing the right thing through the cabinet member.
Okay.
Councillor Jordan's come and meet with
you. You could ask a public question at the next full council meeting if you wish.
Needs to be endorsed by the council here.
If you want to try a different approach and you want to ask a public question at the next full council meeting, will Councillor Jordan agree to come to Lake to review the dangerous traffic junction? Absolutely fine.
That's a good idea.
And that could be drafted on the email.
I have an indication about a highways meeting, and I did say that residents are, and I'll say to everyone now, residents are concerned with the junction. If you're coming out of Tesco's, on the left hand side is a bend.
Yep.
You cannot see around the bend.
Yeah, it's the worst junction on the island, without any shadow of doubt. It's far down to the Smallbrook Junction. So yes, we'll go. I'll keep. But I'll email Councillor Jordan. If Adrian wants to raise a public question at full council on our behalf, that's absolutely fine.
I'm just saying that I will run, I think it's monthly meetings with the cabinet that you can, any room councillor can go along to and ask questions. Might be worth plugging into that. It's notified when it's coming up.
Okay, thank you. I mean, outdoor gym, when we discuss our budget in the December meeting, our budget ideas, we'll raise that again. But if you've got any better ideas on sort of where and how much and that each of those grants available, because our problem is going to be land to put it on. And I'll come with that to Julian Walton. And recruitment notice, obviously we've put a recruitment notice in the paper, and we'll update you a confidential item later about how our recruitment for a new clerk has progressed. Okay. So, Jackie, good to see you.
Hello.
Update from Nate, update for the safer.
Yeah.
I'm Jackie.
How is everyone? Good. Right, okay, so this says this Thursday report. We've had 16 ASB community, two public order, one shoplifting, and four criminal damages in the last 6 days, and I think one of those is just the recent one on Lake Green Road. We've been working really well with the schools at the moment, after school, trains there with the kids, obviously trying to see what they're up to before and after school. We're doing a lot of patrols in the mornings. There seems to be a lot of children on the Isle of Wight that are home educated and they're never at school. So obviously this has been picked up and they're out and obviously they should be at home educated. So raise that with the school, and we're working very close with Julian And what's worse, working, he's out with us, and so he most of the times when he can, 2 or 3 times a week, down at the train stations and at the bus stops to make sure that they're getting on the buses and not causing any trouble outside the toilets or in the local area. And obviously we've still got a little bit of problem down with the hotels, obviously, and the cliff path, so we will just generally do foot patrol down there. But so far, not too bad with the toilet, so we haven't had much come back from that. So I did speak with the head teacher at Sandown Bay to go and do a talk with the year 7, I think it was, because that particular day the toilets got damaged. There was only first day back at school, and it was only the new ones going in and year 7, so we had to sort of narrow it down to them. So, but it's really hard to get into the schools at the moment to talk in assemblies because it's massive. You can imagine them trying to. So I just pop in there and I speak to Mr. King, who's the deputy head there, and have a chat with him and hopefully try and get back in there again and speak to them. All this week also been trying to do hate crime. That's a really top of agenda this week. It's hate crime week, about reporting it and how. So I'm not sure whether a parish council can become a third-party reporting centre. Is that something? I think it's because we only meet monthly. I'm not sure. But I've actually got the Bay to be a third-party reporting centre, which I thought was really, really, really good that they come on board with that, because obviously Broadley is a third-party reporting centre, and now the Bay have taken that on as well. So that's really encouraging, you know, that they have taken that on for me. And other than that, that's it, unless anyone
has
any questions for me.
John, I saw you hang up. John, did you
want to? Yes, Rivers will be putting your full advert or not advert, your whole thing in Rivers this month about hate crime.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. So when's the next date for the brochure this
one? It's going for print as next week, sometime next week.
Okay, so can we put that something in that there?
It's in.
Oh, it is in there. Perfect. Yes, I've seen. Oh, that's perfect.
But also, we often and have asked for your updates. We don't get them.
Yeah, I mean, we'll put a short report in there if we can, John, if we can get one in there. Normally, we.
I'm sorry. If we can, you are representatives. You're there to look after us. Can you put something in, please?
Yeah, I will ask Sergeant to do that for you. Do that, but whether he can put it in there, I will ask him to do that if he can put it in there, yes.
What was disappointing, obviously, we had no vandals in the toilets over the summer. First week, the kids go back to the base secondary school, vandals in the toilets started again.
Yeah.
And I speak to Julian Wadsworth more or less once a fortnight.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, 2 o'clock on a Monday, it's absolute chaos on the station because the Bay School finishes early on it.
Yeah, there were no.
They've got nearly an hour to wait for their trains because the way the trains don't run any timetable. And he said he went down the other Monday, it was absolute chaos on the station.
Well, I was down.
But you can't be everywhere.
No, that's it.
So
yeah.
Well, when we had a meeting, I managed to get the 3 Bay councils, myself and Adrian, with the mayor and deputy mayor of Shankly and Sandown, finally had a meeting last month. Really informed him in, and the first thing on the agenda, 22nd of September, first thing on the agenda was police. And we talked about derelict buildings,
mm-hmm.
We talked about the drug running around Sandown and the Bay Area is horrible. You know, there's kids on bikes, delivering drugs everywhere. You can't catch them. We talked about cliff path, all the stuff being chucked over the cliff. Someone's going to get seriously injured very shortly. And obviously the vandalism to toilets, we're all suffering the same. Shankly probably more than we are, but what we've done, we wrote to Donna Jones and we said, we want you, Donna, to come to the island and talk to 3 Bay councils. Councillor Ward did that because he knows Donna quite well, and Donna is coming, has agreed to come and talk to 3 Bay councils, councillors, myself and Adrian and the 6 of us, come to talk to us next month, because we need, you can't be everywhere,
no,
you can't be running to the toilets, and someone just has been chucked over the cliff,
mm-hmm.
And we need Donna to be aware that we need something done about it. Because we can't just sit back and watch, you know, people get nearly missed on the revetment.
Mm-hmm.
So she has agreed to come and talk to us in person back into November, isn't it?
Yeah,
back into November. So, and it will be, you need help, you can't be everywhere.
No, exactly, that's it. So that's it. And that's why we have, like, Neighbourhood Watch, We've got quite a really good strong one up on the cliff path, which I attend, or they'll hold a meeting, and they will then contact me if they see anything, because there is only one of me, but we have got a team, and when they're on, somebody will cover that, and we look at our daily crimes each day about what's happening, and then, you know, and that's where we'll apply ourselves. But we do have our Operation Spider, which has been going on for quite a while now, and we will do that every day late, and we are committed to covering the whole bay, whether it be Shanklin, Ventnor, the whole South Wyke, we will cover that.
We also have several examples that, you know, we're sharing around the table of, is where the police are phoned on 999 and they just don't come. Or can't come, don't come, whether that's a numbers or whatever. Mm. But the system is broken and we need to help you fix it.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's...
I'm sure Donna will be able to answer your questions.
She will have a bit of a grilling from the three of us, six of us rather, because we just can't sit back and watch nothing happen.
No, and it's quite difficult because the thing is that you can't be everywhere. It's just impossible.
Yeah.
Because if you're somewhere and you're doing something else, there could be something going on there. But as we said to Adrian, people are not reporting. They're just putting it on Facebook, and the council says it needs to be reported. And that's why we have got that on, John, in the thing about reporting ASV. They can't do it online, 101. You know, there's loads of way of reporting. It's reported, because if it's not written down, it doesn't happen.
Hmm.
You know, and then people will just put it on Facebook and
that. That feeds into the reporting system is abysmal.
Yeah.
You know, you get online and you go down a blind alley if you're not careful. You don't select the right option at the very beginning, you get down a blind alley. And 101, you know, the land behind KFC, every time they get motorbikes down there, by the time I got through on 101, is it happening now? Well, no, because when I got on the phone to you an hour ago to start phoning it, it was happening. Now they're not there anymore. Sorry, John.
Yeah, you are our representative. We do want you to come each month and let us know what's going on. We very seldom see you, and it is disappointing.
John, I can't come every month, and we've agreed that I will come every quarter now. Okay, I've actually come on my day off today.
Okay,
again.
Sorry, who agreed that?
Well, I wrote to the poor Michael that we would send every 3 months now.
I was in correspondence with
Ben Charlotte, was it?
Ben.
Yes.
Yeah. And I said to him, if we can't have a representative every month, can we have one at least once a quarter?
Should that not be put down to us? Should we not be made aware of that? I'm sorry if I get you,
no,
but
John,
if this is...
No, my team's not working.
But we are responsible for the residents,
right.
And we want information from you.
My team's not working tonight, okay? We are not on duty tonight. I've actually come in on my day off, like I have for the last 17 years of being at Lake Parish Council that I've attended. What's happened is on a Wednesday, we used to always run those on a Wednesday, and then we got changed to a Thursday, okay? I've got a personal commitment on a Thursday, which I've left tonight because I've come here, okay? I can't do it every Thursday.
John,
my team don't work every Thursday.
John,
no,
we did actually discuss this at the last meeting. I know you weren't here at the last meeting. We did discuss it at the last meeting.
Okay.
And we said, could we have a written report each month, Jackie?
I do.
Not statistics are great, but can we have a bit more, I don't know.
Meat.
Yeah, not meat, you know, a bit more. Stats are wonderful. More actions, possibly. Or what's happening.
I'll ask. So we can do that, because that's quite a lot of time doing all that, because what we do is that I'm only part-time, remember, as well.
Yep.
I only work 3 days a week, so there's only me. So, I mean, I'll go back and I'll bring that back to them.
If you could, please.
Yeah.
So we have something to...
What is told us tonight, if you put that in your report, rather than we've had this, and this, and that, so you've told us more by coming here. If you put that in a written report, we can all read that, and that's as good as almost as you being here.
Right, okay, so the ASB committee, you want me just to sort of break that down, where it's happening?
Yeah, like you've been to school, the work you're doing with Julian, some bullet point stuff, actions that have been happening.
Okay.
Would be as useful as the statistics are.
I'll do that.
One final question, Bob.
I spoke to you before the meeting about the car vandalism down Lake Green Road. There's got to be an easier way to engage with the community, either through the ripples in the press, to say, you must report these, because it's okay reporting them and tagging me into them online. I'm telling them to report it on 101 or online. As you know from my conversation I made on the phone, people are just not bothering. It's not they're reporting it to me. The perception is that nothing's done.
Yeah, because they won't report, whether they don't have the time or whether they just think, I can't be bothered to report it. And that's what people do, Adrian. They just say, well, I can't be bothered to report it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't, there's ways of reporting, and if they fail to do that, there's nothing I can do.
Because of that.
All we can do is make sure it's in the ripples, make sure it's on our website. You know,
tell people to report things. Maybe put it out on the, you know, by the traffic lights.
Yeah,
just put it out.
We can only tell people to do things.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, if they don't report them, you can't deploy the resources.
No.
We can moan to you to say we're under resourced, but the stats don't say we're under resourced.
That's it. So it doesn't show that that's happening. If it's not written down, I don't know.
You can't do anything.
Exactly.
It's a lose-lose.
We live in a world of stats these days, unfortunately. But Jackie, thank you.
No, you're more than
welcome. A written report, as Sue suggested, in that sort of vein would be appreciated every month. And every month you can attend. But if you take that back to your boss as well, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you, Jackie.
All right, thank you. I'm going to shoot off if you don't mind. Is that all right?
Okay. Item 6. We've only got one planning application. 22-01-666, 52 New Road, the basement of a single-storey rear extension. Have we looked at it? Does anyone have any comments? Dick?
I recommend approval. It's a minor change. It's already quite a large house.
Yeah.
But it's probably improving the look a little. I just recommend approval.
Yeah, we haven't. Do you want to go as far as recommending approval? Do you want to commenting or just a no comment? Should we comment in favour?
Yeah, could do.
Why not?
Everyone happy with that? John, are you?
Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay, we'll recommend. Lake approves. Yep.
There was another application in this week's.
Yeah, there's.
Which was 102 Newport Road.
Is that the tree?
No, it's it's a rear extension at the back of the bungalow. It was in Mondays.
Where's 102?
Right at the top, opposite side to where I am. Opposite the school. Yeah.
So backs onto the footpath that goes up.
Perhaps I shouldn't have brought it up, but
yeah, no,
I was just going to say I'd also recommend approval for that. It's a minor improvement.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
And then the,
it's there, if you want to have a look.
Okay.
Pass that way.
The garden at 64, the fairway, which got approval for a new access of Rose Way. And they've submitted the details of that for to meet the conditions in the approval. And it's Island Roads approved access and drive and a parking for two cars, gravel chippings laid on permeable subbase. So,
I've got no objections to that one, to be honest.
No.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Item 7. Consider whether to renew our IWOC membership for 2023-2024. Obviously, the reason we put this on, like we normally do, is obviously our budget. Mike's starting to think about preparations for our budget. So this is a subscription we will be making of... What's the figure, Sue?
I didn't work it out.
It's about £1,300 a year, isn't it?
I don't think it's quite as much as that, but it's around the £1,000 mark. I know that NALC are planning to put up their fees to another 3%, which is 7 point something per head or whatever.
Sue has prepared a paper for us on the benefits of that I will offer to us.
Thank you.
So we've got a couple of minutes just to have a quick read.
Thank you.
Of course, Sue is.
Thank you.
Prepare a paper.
Obviously, I'm treasurer, but I have no pecuniary interest. I'm not paid or anything like that. So I don't gain by being in it or not being in it.
Which we discussed. I'm happy that Sue hasn't got a pecuniary interest. So have a couple of minutes just to read Sue's benefit paper. Yep, sorry, Mark. This is a very difficult one for me. I personally, much of my personal view, I'm not comfortable with us renewing our subscription next year. I've still a bit, thanks you for doing the benefit, but still I've had this conversation anyway, so. I've always had a position on the council's corporate scrutiny panel. Council's Corporate Scrutiny Panel is the one panel that actually scrutinises what the Cabinet decides, what full Council decides. It's a very important panel, and it's normally led by the opposition, and it's 12 councils who discuss, make recommendations to Cabinet. After the election last May, being political for a second, the Alliance Group made that a voting position. So it's completely skewed the balance of control on corporate scrutiny. The scrutiny is supposed to hold the Cabinet to account. Giving IWORK a vote is great if IWORK remains politically impartial. I could have brought this up last June, but I didn't. IWORK's representative, who's got the casting vote on the scrutiny, sadly, although I like the bloke actually, funny enough, he is very, very political. He's deputy chair of the Green Party. He's constantly on social media, bad-mouthing the previous administration. I have got a picture of his Twitter picture, which I know Tig's seen and Adrian's seen, and I've shared it with Sue. You haven't seen it. So I'll show you this. I think it's right to show you this. This is what his Twitter picture was. I could have shared with this with you last June, but I didn't. Now, I had a word with Sue, and Sue kindly spoke to the chair of IWORK, who raised a concern about that, and then. The chair of IWORK had an email conversation with her, actually, which I thought was quite open, honest email conversation.
You probably don't need to pass it.
No, she's seen it. We had a conversation with the chair of IWORK. So I did have concerns about the impartiality of their representative. The representative was the only person that stood for re-election in July. She said to me she was aware of that, and she made him take it down. So he didn't do it voluntarily. She suggested he took that Twitter picture down, and it's not there anymore. But I also said the comments on social media about the previous administration were getting repetitive and boring. I'll only read you one. This is the flavour of what I've been... there's an article about mediation. There's a discussion about mediation on the floating bridge, which is an ongoing problem for the last 6 years and, you know, the bane in the Isle of Wight Council's life. I'm pleased that the mediation team are very close to agreeing a resolution that is far more than a previous administration, because every administration actually managed to get done. Good to see the Alliance administration aren't just talking, they're providing, they're proving that they can resolve issues. Now, to say the Alliance are resolving the issue, absolutely fine. You didn't need to have another dig at a Conservative Party. I just don't think he is impartial enough, because he's got key votes on scrutiny. So the Island Planning Strategy will go to scrutiny, the floating bridge will go to scrutiny. So I know the great stuff IWAL does, and it's a difficult decision for me, but I will be voting personally, when we come to the vote in a minute, not to renew our membership. I can't rely upon the impartiality. Other things have been said to me that I'll take as a personal hit, you know, this one of those things. But, you know, for that reason, personally, I'm not comfortable with us remaining in IWAL. About a third of the Isle of Wight councils are, two-thirds of the Isle of Wight councils are, about right, two-thirds are members of IWAL.
33 councils, 28 are members.
Okay. We don't have to be a member of anything. I'm not suggesting we join anything else, but for the time being, I personally am not comfortable being represented. He represents our views on corporate scrutiny. And on big issues that are going to come up, if we give comments, I can't rely upon him, you know, not back in the Alliance every single time. So that's my own personal view. I know the benefits of IWALK. It's nothing personally against IWALK or the chair of IWALK, who is very political, but not when it comes to IWALK.
Can I have
your say.
Which means I've had my say.
Okay, you can have your say. Go on.
Right, okay.
I want this to be a fair, you know, discussion.
Yeah, well, I put that round because there's no way that I was going to remember everything that we've been doing and you know, the benefits of being in IWALK. But he took the picture down before last June, okay, and it was down before you even showed it to me.
It went down in March this year. It was there from June last year to March this year, so it was there for 9 months.
Right, okay. He's a stupid young man to do something like that, but you get stupid young men to do silly things. He is the rep. We could have easily put forward our rep to be on scrutiny, but yeah, we didn't. We didn't put anyone forward.
True.
Now, the deputy on scrutiny is Ed Hopper, who I believe is the Tory. Now, if he goes to a meeting and he votes against the Alliance, is he partisan, or is he just looking at it the way he wants to? That's generally generally it. I don't think we should. when Cameron brought up about the schools or it should have been done with our council or instead of Sandown, you thought he was really good and that was great, he should do that. And he brings up a lot of things at scrutiny that should be brought up. But now, because of that, which I think was a stupid thing for him to do, and saying things on social media, don't look at social media. It's where people rant and rave, and they shouldn't do. So I think the benefits of IWALK far outweigh that young man. And if we're looking to have public works loans and all that sort of thing, the fact that we've got legal help from NALC by being a member of IWALK is a big sway to stay in. And next year, put someone else up against him.
Thank you. I'm not going to comment anymore, but one correction, being an IWALK does not affect us making public works loan board.
No.
Does it make any difference whatsoever?
No, it doesn't affect us getting it, but Mike has already been through to Heather, who's helping him with the public works board, and she happens to be the county officer for IWALK, and she's also a clerk for Freshwater.
I think I'll rep speak next, by the way.
Even if we vote now to leave IWALK,
we're not ruining
the membership. We will still have the legal support to help do the public works loan, and we will still be entitled to all the training. I did look through my emails because I'm a second councillor as well, and we do get the emails virtually the same through Shankrin, but we're not a member of Iowa. It's, I don't know how we get it, but they're sent out through exactly the same emails.
We a lot of things are sent to non-members as well of the emails.
Not, I wouldn't say 100%, just some.
Just come to the point, yeah.
So we would still get the same information by not renewing the membership, except we would have to pay for the training, and we'll have to pay for the training. I don't know if we've ever used the legal route of iWalk for advice.
Can I answer that? It's not the legal route of iWalk, it's NOWT, which is the National Association of Local Councils. We belong to NOWT through iWalk.
Jenny.
So
we can belong to iWalk through NOWT, and can't we?
Yes.
We are a member of Bayer.
Yeah. You have to belong to your local county association to have access to NOWT. Okay, so NOWT is the national, and iWalk is the county association. iWalk gives you access to NOWT.
To NOWT, yeah. Which I think in the past we've had somebody speak about how another council lost a lot of money because they wasn't with them.
On legal. Yeah.
Anyone else have any more comments that we should do? Questions? Yes, Mike.
I can confirm that I get a lot of advice from IWALC and NALC, and it would concern me if we no longer had access to NALC, and being a member of IWALC is the way to become a member of NALC.
Okay.
The other thing is that us not renewing our subscription isn't going to alter the thing that's got under your skin at all.
No, nothing's under my skin. I'm just saying the facts as they are.
Mm.
I don't want to come back on it. This is a vital voting position on the IWALC Corporate Scrutiny Panel.
But which we've never got involved in at all.
It's only become more relevant when the vote was given, when the constitution was changed, but this is now effectively the casting vote. And with some big decisions coming up for the island in the future, that needs to be an impartial position, regardless of which way they are, regardless if it's Tory, Green, it needs to be an impartial position, and that's just my view, it's only my view.
The elected councillors should have this discussion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Mike had his say, it's an important issue.
Absolutely, but to carry on, I don't believe he should.
So, did you wish to comment yourself, John?
I attended 3 iWalk training sessions. The last one was extremely political. It annoyed me.
What one was that, John?
No.
I will come back to you and I will say it, but it was one that an ex-councillor from here, Mr. Blessard, was there, very loud. My understanding was that it was a Zoom meeting and it was very, very loud. I'll come back to you.
If you let me know which one it is, we can report back.
That's what I the first two, I thought it was swaying towards being Liberal Democrat. That's my thoughts. Okay. I'm only giving you my opinion. And in fact, I shouldn't be speaking to you. This is my thoughts.
Thank you, John.
And I was disappointed.
Tick.
Yeah, it is, as you said, Paul, it's quite a difficult issue to address, because it would seem that there are clear benefits for the council from our membership. The issue is clouded by the fact, and it does gravely concern me, I'm afraid, that there is a lack of scrutiny in this full Isle of Wight council. This is an Isle of Wight council which came to power saying we are going to be open and transparent, and then created a voting position on a scrutiny committee, knowing full well where that was going to lead, which was to remove the scrutiny which is supposed to be there at that council. So I'm afraid that's a reflection of the administration in County Hall rather than IWOG, which I am certain is a political organisation. Now, having said that, it is entirely up to all of the councils who are represented on IWOG to put members up and to stand up and be counted at IWOG. And if you don't like the politics in that council, then it's up for those political parties who are not being represented on that to stand up and be counted there. And I think it's something of a reflection of the Isle of Wight Conservative Party, which I'm a member of, which it doesn't do enough of on IWOG. And that's an internal issue for us rather than an internal issue for IWOG. I'm very unhappy about the representation that IWOG have on that scrutiny committee for the obvious reasons, but whether that's enough for me to vote for us to not renew our membership, I'm afraid I'd have to abstain, because I don't believe in its representation at the moment, but I do think it has its benefits for this council, and for that reason I'm just going to have to stand aside on this one, Paul.
Okay. Any more? Jenny?
I thought the last year and a bit as a councillor that IWOG have represented us, and say, as Tip has just said, that the benefits of IWOG they've assisted us. So as a parish council, they have us, especially as the clerk said, and I think it's something we should still, further up if it's something's going on, but that's, as a council, we still need them as a parish council. We're not talking nationally or, what they do and act for.
Okay, thank you. I think we've discussed this enough. I think we just move to the vote. So, no, it's not a motion, it's an agenda item, it's not a motion. So we put on here to consider whether to renew our IWOG membership 2020, so help Mike with his budget preparations. All those who think we should renew our membership, please put your hands up. So that's 3 in favour of renewing our membership. All those who think that we shouldn't renew our membership. 4. And any abstentions? Okay. So as it stands at the moment, we don't renew our membership to IWOG next April?
Yeah.
So we're still paid up members at the moment, and we have the right to change that decision, before, if we're still paid up to the end of March.
You have to tell the Treasurer by the 31st of December.
Okay.
So I think I know now. Are we still with NAWC, though? No, not once you're out of IWOG, no. We're not with
now, either.
No.
Okay, we move on. Item 8. To resolve the base, I'm grateful to Chris Ashman for coming this evening. I know, hopefully, he didn't say anything different than we actually discussed last month. So I know Sandown and Shanklin have both already committed to the base place plan. I believe they've committed a higher figure, actually, as well, than was actually originally asked for. I know Sandown certainly have. So for us, it's a case of, do we wish to commit £5,000 to the Bay Place Plan? And the condition that the three councils agreed was that we would all say the same. If we accepted the condition would be that the mayor or the chair has a seat on the panel that actually appoints the consultant, and we have regular meetings with the consultant to make sure that they're not doing a plan that doesn't meet local requirements. So on that basis, of hearing Chris speak this evening, do we have any comments, or do we just move straight to the vote? Adrian?
Only one comment. I've attended Shanklin Town Council and Sandown, and our chairman's right, they both put higher figures than budgeted for, because both the councils think it's actually going to cost more than the initial £5,000. One suggested 7.5, one suggested 10. I think realistically we're going to have to put £7,500 aside, but you know, a contingency of an extra £2,500.
Well, we've been asked specifically on the letter that Mike had from Chris Ashford, we've been asked for a contribution of £5,000 towards the consultant. And that is what we vote on. If the Sandown have chosen to double that, their budget...
Bear in mind that it wasn't in last year's budget.
Yep.
And we are tight this year.
It will, it'll go in this year's... It'll go in the this year's budget. Jenny?
I think because we're a smaller, say... Councillor Marshall touched on earlier that we're a lot smaller and our budget should be 10% less.
I agree. Okay. So 5,000 what was suggested that we contribute. John?
My problem is that being smaller, yes we are smaller, if we don't pay the same amount we don't have the same voice. And I'm not happy with the whole thing anyway, but I don't think we should be paying any less than, provided we have it in writing that our voice is exactly the same.
Yeah, go on.
Another part of the place plan is all three councils have got to agree to it, so everybody's looking at late to see what we actually do here. Basically, if we vote against it, it doesn't happen. And I do see the benefits of the place plan. We did discuss a plan, and we agreed 3 or 4 months ago that we wanted to look at a wider plan, and this is the opportunity to tap into what was agreed 3 or 4 months ago. I didn't know a place plan was coming up. I just wanted a local plan to go to the other one councils.
When we had a meeting with the other two councils, John, it would be an equal voting position. All three, you know, both Chris Quirk, Paddy Love and myself would sit on the panel that accepted the consultant. We would all have meetings as the three of us with the consultant, involving other councils if necessary. We would have no lesser voice. They're aware that we've been asked for 5,000 of our budgets are smaller. And Sandown were asked for 5. As Chris said, everyone was asked for 5. The other council put 5 to make the 20. Sandown want to put 10,000 into it from their pot. That's their decision to do so. I think for us, we've been asked to put in the 5. I think that is what we take the vote on. Do we respond to Chris in a positive manner, saying, yes, we'll do the 5, but you know, we want a seat to elect the consultant, to appoint a consultant, an equal footing.
I'm trying to speak on behalf of those people that elected me, and what I think they would say collectively is that we are so tight with money. We have spent and just bought a brand-new toilet. We're thinking at the moment of buying another toilet. To spend another 5,000, possibly more, on a plan, I don't think is right. So unfortunately, I would object.
Okay. Anyone else have any comments? Oh, sorry, Jenny.
I did attend the event at the County Hall, and it was very well attended. About a place plan or a neighbourhood plan. Neighbourhood plan, we did vote against because it seemed more structured and more complex.
More expensive.
More expensive. So a place plan, I would be in favour of. I just think for Lake, we should be a couple of thousand less to the others overall, really. And because of our budget, and we've got a lot of expense at the moment. Okay. And our residents, wouldn't be fair.
On a budget. I do get slightly tired of everything the Isle of Wight gets, always going to ride in Newport and Cowes. Yeah. It's just tiresome.
Yeah.
So having a bay as one for bidding purposes, for things like the revetment, which desperately needs some work done on it, for safety as well as anything else. The Cliff Path desperately needs some work done on it, investment up there. Yeah. No investment out there for years. And to have other projects in the bay that we can actually bid for some money for. A neighbourhood plan, I believe, cost in the region of £35,000 because Gurner did one. And I know that, and it doesn't actually mean a lot in legal terms, but it doesn't mean so much they think it does. So I you know, yes, I accept the money situation. We've been asked for five, and that would be, as far as I'm concerned, the sum total of our commitment. Sue?
Yeah, can I ask Mike, actually, in our budget, have we got any wiggle room? I mean, we normally have 10,000 or something for the youth. Have we spent all the 10,000 for youth?
No, but the wiggle room really comes from things like contingencies.
Yeah.
So this would be covered by that.
That would be covered by that.
Yeah.
Well, if they've asked for five, I would agree to five. If the other two want to put in more, then that's fine. They have larger precepts than we do.
Absolutely.
And if they say, well, actually, could you do a bit more, we will then discuss it again.
Okay. So the question is, all those in favour of committing £5,000 to the Bay plan, show of hands, please. So seven in favour, John against or abstain?
Against.
And John, and one against. Okay. Item eight. Resolve, item 9 rather, to resolve a contract for grounds maintenance at Thales Green. I have to say Thales Green looks better than it's ever looked since, and I know the work was done for the funeral, and he did a great job on Thales Green very quickly, and more work to do down there. You've all seen the quote that he gave. What did he quote? It was emailed round to all councillors.
Can't say I've seen it.
Yeah.
I'll show you a minute, but what he quoted for was the immediate tidying of Thales Green in preparation for the event that was held down there. And on top of that, purchase of shrubs and bulbs, and once a month just keeping it neat and tidy. Obviously, I sanctioned the first bit as chair because I needed to be doing pronto, but bits 2 and 3, I said I would have to report back to council for decision.
Can I add, I haven't seen this either.
In speaking to him while they're looking at this, he did say that this would be the maximum. He does expect it to be slightly cheaper. And he would be putting in spring bulbs and plants.
I'm not clear. How regular is this figure? Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Initially it is a monthly, but that is a maximum that he would charge.
So it would be £315
per month?
No. The bottom, the third one down.
So the monthly figure.
So there's two initial figures, and then it's a monthly figure of £105.
Yeah. The £315 first, that was to just get it tidy. It was a mess, so all overgrown.
That was paid.
That was the event that needed to be done. Okay. That's been paid, Mike, hasn't it?
Yeah.
That was done to get the Thales Green in a fit state to have the event to mark the Queen's death.
And then he wants another £381.99. For a selection of ornamental trees, shrubs and spring bulbs.
If you go down there now, there's gaps where we've cleared all the rubbish out, and behind the bench.
Has that been paid?
That hasn't been authorised yet. That's what.
So you're asking us, do we want to pay the £382
for the plus shrubs.
VAT, and do we want to go into an agreement of once a month, £105
yes.
plus VAT?
Yes, so the top one I signed off, kind of my chairman's authority, just to get it tidied up. So, okay.
You've got to like it, haven't you?
We have had some good events down at Thales Green now. You'd obviously the flagpole and stuff down there, it looks really nice. And our Christmas tree is visible now instead of being covered in bindweed.
Yeah, we will be having the carol service there.
Jenny?
Who does the cutting?
That's a good question, actually. The Isle of Wight Council are supposed to do something, aren't they? What do they do, Mike?
For the last few years, they've been there once a year just to thin it out.
Okay. So,
Can I ask, we pay £120 a month for fairway park to be cut?
Yes. Sometimes it's two cuts a month.
So it's sometimes two cuts a month. Does that, and it's £120 a time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this would be nearly as much for Thurles Green.
For all the trees and the grass and...
Yeah, but the seems grass quite expensive much, though, soon,
relative to the size of Fairway Park. I know it's going to be different.
Well, Fairway Park is done with the gang mower steady, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I do understand that, but.
Okay. Comments? Thoughts?
It's a lovely area, and it looks nice now it's been done, but. I always thought, well, the council, they're still doing some maintenance there, though.
Once a year?
Once a year, only.
Yeah, which is why it was so overgrown the other week, for the other month. Sue?
Can I suggest that perhaps we ask him to get his ornamental bits and pieces and, you know, get that, but we don't agree to the £105 plus VAT a month. We have it ad hoc during the winter, just a general tidy up occasionally if we really need it, because the winter everything goes dormant. You know, perhaps have him in a week before the lights of love, you know, and just a quick tidy up, and then it'll be spring. So,
as an alternative, could we have it every other month?
But will it be needed every other month? That's the thing.
In the springtime and summer than the winter.
I'm just thinking
we could put it
in the budget for next year, but I'm trying to avoid paying out any more money at the moment.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So why can we not just sort of say, well, you do the tarting up nice, and then come the new budget, then we'll have a think about, yes, we have an agreement that you come every month or every other month.
Okay.
If you're proposing that. Councillor, I'll second that.
Proposing that.
So, Sue has proposed that we just let him to buy the shrubs and stuff just to fill in the gaps, because there's a few holes down there where he's ripped some of the rubbish out. Now, there's quite a bit of dead ground behind the bench. When now the fence is back up again, there's a bit of dead ground behind. So, there's some, it would be really nice. And Tiggs seconded that. Do you have a comment on the suggestion?
I do.
Okay.
The only drawback is that, speaking to Lee, if you leave it every other month or an ad hoc basis, you'll be at this back to the same as it was earlier on. He took a lender, taking 8 big one-ton bulk bags out of there.
Okay.
It would actually cost you more. It would cost you back to the same initial figure once it was full of bindweed and everything.
Okay. So it's in the budget.
It would actually cost you 3 times as much.
I mean, we'll need to tidy up before we decorate the Christmas tree anyway. We need another, you know. So I think what Sue is saying is we pay for the bulbs now, and we have ad hoc. Well, when we need tidy ups, we're not saying no more tidy ups until after the budget, because we're needing tidy up before Christmas anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
So before the Christmas tree needs to be dug out with the bindweed again. So it's rather have a regular commitment during the winter, it's when we need it, and in the precursor, perhaps looking at it as a budget proposal for the next year. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
That's right.
And I fit it suits that. I think that's great. I think that's right. So we wouldn't need him again until perhaps early December.
Yeah.
Before we decorate the Christmas tree and put the lights up, we need the ground cleared.
Yeah, just tidied up. Then it'll be the spring, because then hopefully the bowls will be coming out, and then we can look at having monthly and every other month, perhaps during the winter.
We can have a regular commitment from next year's budget. Will that be? So that's a proposal. Do any more comments on the proposal? Are we, Jenny?
I was going to say maybe if we've looked at every other month, then a year later, if we needed more or less, we'll be able to decide.
I would second that if that was proposed.
Well, so what you're proposing every other month?
Yes, and then over a year, if we decide if it's less or more we need, then we'll know.
I know. that's a new proposal rather than an amendment to their proposal. So we need to vote on the first. We have two proposals. Sue's proposed that we agree the plants now, and we do an ad hoc for the time being, clear up before any event down there, in advance of discussing it properly at the budget, which will happen anyway. Budget chat will happen in December anyway. So we need to vote on that first, and then we need to vote on that one first. All those in favour of doing Sue and Tig's proposal? So that's 5. All those against? And all those abstaining? Okay, and 3 abstentions, so that's what we'll do then. We'll authorise the bulbs to be done, the planting to be done now. And asking Lee to do ad hoc. When we need him to do clearances, now, in advance of the budget. Would you respond to him, Mike? Or do you want Adrian to respond?
I think Adrian's in touch with him, Mike.
Do you want to, need to respond to him formally? By email?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Could you send it to me? We'll sort it out later.
Okay. Right. Item 10. To resolve the purchase and installation of a downflow unit to replace existing toilets at New Road and consult with Lake residents on the same, including the effect on the precept. We all have the presentation from John about what's going to happen down there. So just to recap, we've been offered a brand new toilet block, £70,000 discounted because another council ordered it and now don't want it. We're looking at a total demolition of New Road, new toilet block being installed, landscaping, some landscaping being done, but with scope for us to do other things in the future. Total cost will be just shy of £200,000. It'll include one contactless cubicle, include a non-bolting system. But basically, you won't be able to come out and put a bolt on so people don't pay. And it'll be 20 pence on every cubicle, 2 unisex, and 1 disabled. So that is what we have been discussing for 6 years, 5 years. It's been a little bit long, I know. That's the conclusion we made. Are we still happy to go down that route from what you heard from John Gilby in his presentation? Yes, Tig?
No, is the answer to that. It's unfortunate I've missed the last couple of meetings because I'm really concerned about the lack of consultation. Now, we've got an agenda item here to resolve the purchase and installation of a toilet and consult with residents. We have to consult with residents before we spend £200,000 worth of taxpayers' money. I've said this before, that there are established principles in the way that a public organisation like ourselves should go about consulting with the taxpayer, and this doesn't do it. So I've looked at the first draft of the consultation, and it really doesn't fit with any of those principles which we should be adhering to. So I've put down some of my thoughts on that. Now, firstly, the consultation states that we have the opportunity to buy a dam flow type. A fair bit of work has been done on this, obviously, already, but we have to give a clear explanation of how we've arrived at any proposal before it goes into a consultation. So the consultation should say, we've been looking at this for some years, this is where we've got to, this is the process which we've followed, and this is a proposal which is on the table for consideration or for consultation with the people of Lake. It's got to be clear and concise, it's got to include all of the costs, it's got to include any income that would come from it. The first draft also says that the parish council believes the toilet project is needed and represents good value for money. Well, that's not really for this parish to determine without having the responses from the consultation. the consultation should explain what the precept is, because it, if it's going to refer to a value in the precept, I'm not being funny, most of the people in the community don't really know what the precept is. You know, they pay their council tax every year, but they don't necessarily read the leaflet that says it's broken down by such and such, this is for the Lake Parish Council precept. If you ask most of the people in the street, very few of them would know what that means. So we've got to be clear, again, clear and precise. In terms of the timing, the timing's supposed to be proportional. Well, the proposal is that we make a decision within a matter of weeks for the purchase of £200,000, which is going to be paid by our taxpayers for the next 25 years. It's appropriate for a 12-week consultation, on which, when we get the responses, we then analyse them. And when we analyse them, we have to have a set criteria by which we will analyse those responses. We need to know whether, if we get 300 responses from the consultation, at what point do we agree that that is inappropriate? Is it 60% of those responses? Is it 25% of all of the taxpayers? We need to know all of those things. We need to set that criteria before we go ahead for the consultation. As far as the consultation is concerned, what we're asking, we also need to be really clear about what we're asking. So just saying we want people's views, it could be anything. We've got no matrix for establishing how we interpret those views. So we really need to have a set of options. Make it as simple as possible, as interactive as possible. Do you want to do this? Yes. Do you want to do that? No. What's the alternative? A, B, or C, or whatever. That should be set out in the consultation. And finally, how we go about, I don't know what the idea of how we go about actually getting this consultation out there, but every Lake Parish Council taxpayer should have the opportunity to respond. Now, if that's going to be in ripples, we need to make clear that not only do we provide an email address, we need to provide a postal address, because some people aren't going to have access to email. So we need to get all of these principles right in the consultation. We need to take an appropriate amount of time, as I said, 12 weeks over that consultation, and we need a clear understanding of how we're going to analyse that data. Once we have that, I agree that we need to go, I believe we should be doing this, but we have to go through the process properly. And, you know, we've been through this so many times now. I know I raised it before when we were up in Broadleigh that we needed to have a proper consultation process. We haven't got any of that in place yet.
Let me just answer some of those questions first, then I'll bring John in. That press for that article, I've rewritten completely because I don't like it. I didn't like it, I don't like it. So I've rewritten that. The idea is to get it, we can get a short article in the Ripples that goes to print this weekend with reference to a website that Johnson's sort of set up a dummy website on our website with a full consultation details, still to be sorted out. The idea was to have a Ripples article referring to the full website, the full consultation on the website, and put that in our two sites. I agree about the post and address. The only thing we haven't considered is the time frame is going to be the end of November to be signed off in December. Because if we do the 12-week consultation, we won't be doing it at all, because the toilet block we've got offered to us at a discounted price is sitting in Sweden waiting to be delivered. So if we have 12 weeks, then another council on the island will take that off of the cheap toilet block and take it away from us. So we will then be looking at a case of 300,000.
Can I come back on that briefly, Paul? Because I think this is really important. This is £200,000 that we're talking about.
Yeah.
If we don't follow the process properly and we purchase something because it's available now and it's at a discount,
yep.
The more conspiratorial members of our community may think that there's been a few brown envelopes passed around to actually get this moving, and it's already a done deal, and the consultation is a waste of time.
Okay.
It is a waste of time rushing this process to purchase something at a discount. It's not right.
John, yeah, you can.
You know I am for the consultation. It is why I resigned last time, and I'm a very big... We had to do it. This letter that the chairman has written doesn't do what I asked. I believe that had you have been here at the last two meetings, you would have heard the to and fro about this damn flood toilet, the guy coming up and speaking to us about it. It is available. It is available. Rather than the £200,000, the whole thing will cost about £160,000 plus then knocking the whole thing and knocking the whatever down. But if we wanted to buy a brand new damper toilet now, it would cost us £200,000. Plus we'd have to then knock everything down. So we're saving about £60,000 by doing it. Unfortunately, as I understand it, the time frames are very short. So what I have done on my own is I have, on our web page, I have now got I've now able to use the web page. I have put on the welcome page on the right hand column under local news, new road toilets. The Ripples article, this article was predominantly to go to Ripples and on notice boards to invite people to look at the website. Then I would like in that website every single yourself, Paul, all those people to put in over the next six or so. The Ripples comes out about 10 days after the 10th of April, so we have that period of time to write what we all agree is the right thing as a consultation. I believe we should have the original that we all spoke about, and the horrific price that was going to be. We have this one as a option. We have wait and get another one, and it's going to cost that. Or we don't do anything at all. And I think those ought to be put down, and people then given a phone number to phone. You can click on this and automatically go to a website called Lake Parish New Road Toilets. gmail.com, and it will come straight through to a single place, and we can get everybody's view there. And we don't do it until such time as we've got that and we've sat around and we discussed it. That is my thoughts.
Aidan and Jenny.
I was going to say, while we should consult with the residents, there's actually no legal obligation to do so for a public works lane. That they do ask us to demonstrate that it's been on an agenda, it's in a newsletter, and on a website, and there's been notice of a public meeting. We can meet all the criteria of consulting for a public works loan by the end of November. There is a risk that I think the price was for an... I did ask for a... When we had a presentation, I did ask how much would a new downflow unit be of the same spec, and it came in at 185,000, plus then we would have to pay for the demolition on top. So we are going to come short about the 285,000 if we didn't follow the route we are going. I believe it's in the benefit of the residents of Lake. The vandalism of New Road we've got to take into consideration. The water, the lighting, we will save on lighting. Also, we did have paid for an external consultant to tell us on how many usage in a previous council that we had done. If those figures were, I was led to believe by the chairman at the time, were correct. In one particular, there was 1,370 odd people, users on the gents' toilets, which I still find today to be over exaggerated, because if we had 20 pence at the time, we could say we need that piece of work to be redone. Some councillors in the room remember it when I said that it's the equivalent to 80 double decker buses. I don't know how we got those readings. It was drier day, there was no wind, there was no rain. I did check with the Met Office at the time. But funny enough, the ladies used toilets only had something like 16 uses. So a lot of men use the toilets. So I think we need to discard that. Because it would make it viable, wouldn't it? If we had 1,000 users a day, it would make it viable. It would be a no-brainer. So I think we should still pursue the route, meet the criteria for the Public Works Board, and just tick the boxes as we go, because ultimately it's going to be a saving for the parish, and it's also going to reduce the antisocial behaviour and criminal damage and illegal drug usage of new road toilets.
Jenny?
I wanted to say Councillor Marshall is going to do a website.
Yep.
So where would that, or to notify the residents? So that's going to be like a consultation. How will that be done, please?
Well, basically, the website, we have a website. Down on the right hand hand column is local news. There's a large thing in there saying new road toilets. You click onto that, and then hopefully with Tig or with everybody's help, we can write all the different options in there. And then at the bottom it says, do you agree with A, B, C or D? And if you click on this, it then puts you onto an email called newroadtoilets@gmail.com. You write your comments in and it comes into one single source. You can alternatively put in a phone number to phone or a whatever thing. I also suggest we did to consultate, but give them the three ask them for their option and then give them a way of recording in. But I will say that every time I put something in Ripples for help, I get nothing back at all. People do read it, they say it's lovely, etc., etc., but I've asked for people to help me with the crosses of remembrance, nothing. I asked people to give me an idea of how many they're going to attend a certain thing, nothing. So Ripples doesn't work. It's a way of getting things out, but I think if the website, and we put somebody's website and put everything on, at least we've given the parishes an opportunity of reading it.
Michelle?
Can I ask, is there a way of seeing how many people have looked at the website?
Yeah.
And how many, roughly, a month or whatever?
This will only come into that website. So nobody else, unless you go on to Lake Parish Gallery, nobody else will go to it.
Right, but the point is, do you know how many people even look at that website a month?
I don't know, no.
You have no way of...
I'm not technical enough to
know. I don't know. Do we have...
It's our website. How many people look at our website? I don't know. Not many, I would suggest. But what I'm saying is we channel them to it for this particular aspect. And at least we've given every... It goes every house. So we've given every parishioner an opportunity.
So...
I thought... I thought because we were changing like for like, I know it's a block as opposed to a brick building, but it's a toilet for a toilet. We've got to have a toilet there, so we're getting a new toilet. So I don't see that there's the actual consultation. I know we're spending the money, but we're being very careful about how we spend the money. And we've got a new one. I don't know if it arrived today or it arrives tomorrow. It's coming tomorrow, is it? And in Lake Cliff Gardens. We haven't had a consultation about that, and yet we've got a new toilet down there.
Okay, the difference is we didn't borrow money. And I think Tick's raised a very good point.
Yeah.
And I think we can address some of Tick's points. That article that Mike suggested, the Ripples, I've rewritten that. Uh-huh. Yeah. I've shared it with Kay, the editor of the Ripples, about sure I was using the proper English. And we can tweak that. We can get that article in the Ripples, get it out towards the end of this month, and we can say, refer to a website, phone this number. So we can tweak that one-page Ripples article, no problem. We can get the website done with full details on the website of the consultation. We can get that done. What we can't do, where we disagree with is 4 weeks, 12 weeks. Because if we do the four-week consultation to the end of November and we discuss it at our December meeting, then we've met all the criteria of consulting with the public for the Public Works Loan Board. If we leave it 12 weeks, it isn't about money. What we've been offered won't be there. That's the downside of it.
Yeah, my problem with that is you may as well not bother with the consultation. If the decision is, you know, it seems to me that, you know, we've already decided on what the result of this consultation already is.
No, I've been adamant that we have a consultation.
Yeah.
And adamant.
We can still in December look at all the responses to the consultation as a council, and if we had loads of negative comments, we can still at that point, we're committed to nothing at that point, we can still say at that point, we're not going to go ahead. So we're not committed. The difference seems to be the length of the consultation, doesn't it? What we're saying is November to make a decision in December. What you're saying is we don't make a decision until March or February.
So the time frame on this effectively is then that we have something in the Ripples.
Yeah.
Which would be to say. Consult this website, is that correct?
Indeed.
The website is
not established and all the information isn't available yet.
The website is, it's our Leigh Parish Council website, okay? It's a position in the website called New Road Toilets you click on, which gives you all the information.
Okay, so all the information's already on there.
No, there's
a template.
There's nothing on there.
We need to get that on there 100%, rapidly.
100%, yeah. But it gives us 10 days to do that.
Okay, and all the information about the costings, the benefits will be there.
Whatever you want to put on it. Yeah.
What we can't do is to say that this would increase the precept, because we don't know.
Yeah.
Because until we set... The precept increase would only be in relation to the overall budget. But the one unknown of all this is that we're going to get income from New Lakecliff Gardens, which we pay for our own money, income from New Road Toilets, 70% saving on water, and lights won't be left on all night like they are at the moment, so we'll be saving on electric. But you can't put a figure to, you know, those four things should cover the total cost of a loan. But we can't accurately say that because we don't know. I did speak to Yarmouth Parish Council, because they borrowed 200,000 to put in toilets, and they are making over and above the cost of the Public Works Loan Board, and they weren't expecting to. Well, you can't budget accurately for that because we just don't, you know, the first year we won't know what the income's going to be, but the income should cover whatever we borrow. But, you know, you can't, so to put that in a consultation, we could use words like, you know, we expect the income to cover, but we can't accurately say
But as long as there's some information there and it's all clear and it's understandable for
this is what for I yeah. We need your input. I'm thinking of putting in the previous, I've got the plans of the previous toilet and what we thought of and the approximate cost of that. This new idea and the approximate cost and not waiting some time and having the same thing or doing nothing.
Yeah, the original obviously being squaring off the building. Because it's about £500,000. That was an option we looked at.
I think that will confuse things.
Possibly. That was an option we've considered as the council.
About the 10th when it comes out. We need to get it done between now and the 10th.
Okay. Sorry.
Can we get a small committee together to get this thing written?
If you're going to put in that this is what we were thinking about £1.5 million and this is what we're thinking about £200,000,
what if everybody came back and said, yeah, go ahead and do that one?
Then we do it. We have
yeah,
the
we
plans.
Can't get a builder.
Well, we couldn't.
We
but we don't know we can't.
We don't. We don't couldn't. Know it. It gives people the opportunity.
We have
but
three
do
options.
We want a room that you can't get a table in, etc., etc.?
We have three options. We get downflow units in there and square off the building, make a fantastic new meeting room for Lake at the cost of, what well, we don't know what a quote yet, say the cost of over £500,000. We take this downflow unit, flatten the site for £200,000, or we do nothing. And we just keep paying for the renovation of the building, vandalism, excessive water, excessive electric. That's always an option to do nothing and leave the toilets in a rundown state that they are. So it's a three-option consultation, isn't it? As a council, we would favour the middle option. And we can word that Liverpool's article better. We could, and that's just a draft this week. We can word the consultation on the website, fantastic with detail on the website. We can all work on that, you know. But it's the time frame seems to be the issue, doesn't it, really? You know, and how we evaluate the consultation. Those are the two issues, aren't they?
Well, having been around here when the first thing went out in Rickles, a letter to every household about redoing the toilets and making a meeting room, and the number of responses we had back was about 35 out of the whole parish. So don't keep, you know, your hopes up, you're going to get locked
back.
But
at least it's a consultation.
Yes, no, I totally agree. I totally agree, but I'm just saying,
that's where my heart has been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Have we got a copy of those letters still that we originally consulted on?
Copy of what?
What letters?
There was a consultation done in the Ripples.
Okay, so bring in...
All of this is in the past, guys.
Yeah,
but what we're doing now, we've got to go
bring the agenda item 10 and 11 together. Take types of useful points, and we all agree we need to consult with the public.
Yes.
I think, yeah, it's just how and the length and how we evaluate the consultation and the things we've got to decide. So, take the idea of putting something in the Ripples, worded a little bit differently than that, linking to a website and an email and a residential address, coupled with the website article being really detailed. Mm-hmm. We're happy with that way of consulting, yeah? So the question then is, how long do we consult for, and how do we evaluate the consultation? So well, what you're saying, Tig, is 25th of November, the closing date, and our meeting in December, you think it's too soon to make a decision.
Well, I do. Now, obviously, if there is a time frame on this,
well,
under pressure, you know, it's still...
We're not being pressured into borrowing money.
Okay.
You're quite right. So the only way we can do it is to perhaps consult at the end of the year, make a decision at our January meeting, in the hope that we can still secure this toilet block.
I think that would be more appropriate.
That's a compromise. I think 12 weeks, you're right. But 12 weeks, we would definitely lose this toilet block. And we'd end up back to square one, possibly paying £80,000-£90,000 more. Sorry, yes, John?
The only difficulty with that is you leave it for 12 weeks, but how...
No, we're talking about leaving it to the end of the year.
Okay, leave it to the end of the year, but say, how do you keep asking people for their comments? How do you can only you tell them once...
In Ripples, and then you don't get another answer.
No, on the website, then you don't get an answer. So what do? You wait for at the end of the year.
Yeah, and that is a fair point. If it's going to be if it's just going to be advertised in that way, then you are only going to have that one opportunity. You'll get a few straight away, and then nothing else afterwards.
And if
we can put it in the Daily News, in the newspaper, etc. There are ways we can do it more.
So,
if people are going to respond,
they will respond straight away.
Okay.
So they'll see it in Ripples and they say, oh, I can go on the website and tell them to, yeah, I'd like that, or no, I don't like that, or whatever. They'll do it straight away, or within the first week or so.
Can I
When they get ripples again, they're going to say, huh? What's that doing in there again?
Right, final word, then we'll wrap this up. Final word, Adrian.
There was a letter sent around from the contractor down to him, saying these toilets would be held for 6 weeks. We did have a meeting in this hall when the majority who turned up said we were looking to this idea.
Yep, we are.
It was agreed and it was drawn up and done for this a deposit would be paid within 6 weeks of an issue, wasn't it, 30% to secure them. That they wavered part of the initial demand, the request they wanted to go forward.
At the end of the day, we have one decision to make, first of all, is do we as a council think we should consult properly with the public before we make any commitment?
Yes or no?
Yes, we do. Okay, so we're not going to make any decision without consulting the public. Quite right. We tell Downflow what we're doing. We say we want this toilet block, subject to a consultation with our residents at a council meeting like we've discussed, how we're going to consult, this is what we're going to do, these are times range we're working to. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So the question is, what time frames are we working to? That's the only question. You know, and we've got the two things to work on, the website and the Ripple article, is what time frames are we currently working to? And I think, as Tig came up with the original suggestions of a detailed consultation, what do you think?
Well, I'll send some thoughts on email about how, what perhaps we should be including in the information.
On the website?
In Ripples, or?
No.
The most important at the moment
on,
is Ripples.
On the website.
This article is not good enough for Ripples, and I think it needs
one thing at a time.
Tightening up.
Tig's got his thoughts on the website that Tig sent to all of us.
I mean, so one, for example, is anyone can go on a website.
Yep.
We need to make sure that it's Lake Parish Council taxpayers, so they will have to have an opportunity to provide their name and address, so we know that they're...
Does their email address not come through?
As an action then, Tig...
No.
Can you send your thoughts on that to email to all of us?
Yeah.
John, the thing you've got was going to be a tentative first draft of Ripples article.
Yeah.
Can you email all of us that this evening?
Yeah.
And so we can make comments on it. We've got a Ripples article right
the
first.
The one you sent to me?
Craig's corrected my spelling. If John circulates tonight... The first draft of the Ripples article. So we can all give our comments back to John by the close of day tomorrow. Friday tomorrow? Because that's got to go in the Ripples at the weekend. So we need to get the Ripples article right now, the website right within the next week to 10 days.
The only disadvantage of this, Paul, is that I'm going to get 10 different letters back, and which one do I use? There's got to be one person that says this, and
there
I
does,
suggest...
Yeah.
That, sorry?
There does, you are. Yeah,
I suggest that because Tig has got an idea that if I try and collate everything together, put it back to you and say, can you please put a 250-page article together?
The only problem I'm going to have with that is from Monday I'm tied up in Crown Court for
it's
two
got,
weeks
it's got to
and
be,
I'm not going to be able to do anything.
It's got to be in Ripples by Monday. We've only got this weekend to do
The Ripples article's got to be done by the close of business tomorrow.
The Ripples article's got to be done
It's just
by
the Ripples article.
That's got to be done by tomorrow night. So it goes to print in the Ripples, leading us telling what we're doing, leading to the full consultation on the website.
Okay.
Yeah, that's got to be done first.
If I send you what we think,
John's got
your thoughts, additions, or whatever to it, then if the council parish agree with that, that's what will go in Ripples. The article for the website is for a larger discussion,
and that can be done before the Ripples goes out towards the end of the month.
Do we know exactly when it's print? Will it be printed? What the deadline on that is?
Right, it's got to be in by Monday for printing, and it normally comes out the first week, end of the first week of the next month.
So it'll be end of the first week of November?
Yes, but then it's got to be distributed, so it normally takes a couple of days.
So we've got potentially 3 weeks to get the website right.
That's fine. Are we then happy that we get, as Sue said, people will respond instantly if they're going to respond. Are we happy to review that at the December meeting or the January meeting? Oh, sorry, I missed November. The November meeting's passed.
Yeah, it will have to be the December meeting, wouldn't it?
Well, we'll have a flavour at the November meeting of who's responded so far. Yeah. Possibly you might have a few ideas.
I think it would be a good idea if it was the December meeting.
Okay. So we'll stick with the comments for 25th November that we put on the Ripples article. I want to suggest we bring the December meeting forward a week later on. We'll come with that. So we're happy. So just to recap, then we're going to review the Ripples article by tomorrow night. Johnson sent Tig what we got so far, and Tig will tweak it a bit.
I'll need till the end of the weekend to do that.
That's fine. And then over the next 3 weeks, we'll work on the website. But the full details what we want to consult on. So the Ripples goes out, the website's live. 25th November we stick to for the... Well, we can put it for 30th November if you want, it doesn't matter. We can put it at the end of November for responses, and we'll review them at the December council meeting and make the final decision then.
Can I just put one quick question with regard to this? Because we should... Is there any way of... making the consultation, and we'll have to look at this, making it on the website printable, so somebody... The only thing that concerns me about this is the lack of ability for individuals who are not online
to
respond to this.
There'll be a posted address for them if they wish to respond by... In the Ripples line, if they wish to respond by post, and I've got a website...
They're still going to
on the website. I will ask if we can put in there... You must include your address.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's
for them to write, for them to
individuals who might not, that, you know, there are still people who haven't got access to the internet.
So they write to the editor.
Well, they won't be looking at the website then.
No, exactly, that's my point.
But there's going to be a letter in Ripples explaining what we're planning, isn't it?
Yes, so they use that rather than the website. Yeah,
we'll have to put something in there.
Yeah. But post address in Ripples, phone number and post address. So, got any questions?
What would the postal address be?
The postal address of the council, be Mike's address.
Or the clerk's address.
The clerk's address.
Is that?
That's the postal address of the council.
Yeah, when we come to discuss the last item on the agenda.
Yeah.
We can work around that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Are we happy?
Can I just throw something in here?
No.
Because it's important because this says we've got to seek approval of the £200,000 of the Secretary of State.
We can't do that, yeah?
Yeah, we can't.
But we could. You can actually pay the money back. So if you borrow the money now and decide you're not doing that, you can just send the whole of the money back.
If we'd said yes to item 10 to go ahead with the toilets, we could have said yes to item 11 to borrow the money. We haven't actually said yes to item 10, so we can't discuss borrowing the money until we've actually,
We haven't voted on anything.
No.
Can we not just ask?
We haven't voted on anything at all.
Well, we've had a proposal of what we're going to do, Ripples, website, what we just said, discuss it at the December meeting. Are we all happy? All those in favour?
Can I just confirm that I send you a tick? Could you just do what you like and send it back again?
I will. I'll pass it through to Paul
and
as well.
And if you're both in agreement, that's all we'll go in.
Yeah. So I'm happy with that.
I'm against.
Adrian's against. Seven in favour, one against.
Are you in agreement with that?
So item 11, we'll discuss. Yeah. Right, we'll move on. Consider an amendment to the date of the December meeting. Mike's got a... No, we've moved on. But item 11, we can't discuss.
No, I had a suggestion that perhaps we could ask the clerk to sort out any paperwork that, with a view to doing it.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Right, now you can move on.
Okay. Item 12. Consider an amendment to the December meeting. I was going to suggest we put this little meeting forward a week. Mike's coming back from holiday on the 8th. I'm going on holiday on the 8th. And if we've got the consultation done by, the sooner we get an agreement to Danfo that we may or may not be going ahead with this toilet, the week might make a difference. So I was going to suggest we move the 8th to the 1st. Tig, how does that sit with you? Where are you?
I'm just looking.
It's scheduled for Thursday the 8th.
Thursday, okay.
I was going to suggest we may bring it forward a week, but obviously
I'm not available on the 1st or the 8th.
Okay.
The meeting is actually scheduled for the 15th.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah. Oh, mine's on the 8th.
Mine's on the 8th as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
December we're on about.
December? Yeah. I've got December the 8th in my calendar.
So am I. But I'm available on the 15th.
My mistake.
So. Okay.
What about the 15th then? Instead, make it a week later. You're away though, aren't you?
No, I'm out there on the 15th.
Oh, right. Make it a week later instead of a week early.
Are you around on the 15th, Tig?
I'm around on the 15th, yeah.
Aidan?
I was going to suggest that when we come to the last agenda item for tonight, we could actually still continue on to possibly on to the same the 8th. We would have a club in place.
We've still got a club in place.
I know, that's what I meant. You have.
I mean, I'd quite like, as it's Tig's proposal, I'd like Tig to be here when we discuss the outcome of the consultation.
I would like to as well. I can make the 15th, definitely.
Let's change it to the 15th.
Are we happy to change the 8th to the 15th?
Yeah. The 15th, you're still around, Mike.
Yeah. When is the carol service, please?
10th. It's a Saturday.
10th, okay. We will all be happy and singing.
Right, so the 8th is now the 15th. Okay? Okay. Events committee. John?
Yeah, it's better now, so I'll bring up to date on it. But basically, the remembrance service is going ahead. I put in Ripples asking for volunteers for people to put their crosses down for anybody that had their father's name on, but I got no response. Are there anybody within the committee that would volunteer or like, as 10 names are read out, to actually place a poppy, a cross, as a name is read out?
I don't mind doing that, as long as I can sit. Something.
Yeah, the you know what I've made. I've made 81.
Yeah.
So I need 8 people with 10. So as the names read out in that bunch, you just pop them down. Yeah. Michelle, Sue.
No. Jenny.
Let's
see. See, that's how I end up doing things.
If we use your name and name.
Something
the cadets said they'll do some.
Cadets are going to do one.
A military lady lives in Lake that said hopefully she'll be able to come and do some as well. The one that came to our service last year.
And the guy that Clark.
Oh, yeah. Richard Bree said in attendance, Deputy Lord Lieutenant, he said he'll do some as well.
Okay, so there'll be 4 of us, and there'll be 4 cadets. Basically, as the names are put out, they will place these in.
Yep.
Okay, I think that will give a little bit more oomph to the service. That's basically it.
Okay. Did you want to touch on?
It's getting late.
Did you want to briefly mention something else about events?
There's a Lights of Love Carol Service.
Oh, the Carol Service, that's right.
Is on the 10th, and the Reverend Izzard is lined up to attend, and the White Diamonds Marching Band will provide the music for the carols.
Okay.
How do we get the Island Rovers to light the lights? Do we have to arrange
that's in that? Progress.
It's okay. It's
I paid for it. It will happen.
Okay.
Okay, it's fine.
Happy? Anybody else on?
No.
Okay. Item 14, Ripples. We mentioned Ripples. It's going to print. It's a full magazine again, isn't it?
It is.
Going to print early part of next week. Anything else to say on Ripples, John, and anything else?
No.
Okay. Right, finances as per payments. Are we all happy with the finances that's been on our desk to have a read?
Yeah.
No questions? Happy?
No.
Okay. Okay. Report from the clerk.
Yeah, I sent round something about electric vehicle charging point in New Road Car Park.
Yeah.
And we're all happy with that.
Yep. Good idea, long overdue.
We've had a email from the secretary of the Methodist Church. They're looking for sponsorship for a concert on the 28th of November in order to provide sandwiches to those attending. And they wondered if we would support them to the extent of £60.
Concert's in here. The church did quite a lot for us, I think, so that's, £60, you know. It's a piano concert again, is that, I guess? I came to the last one, it was very good, actually.
Yes, it's a piano concert.
It's a piano concert by Tom Napoli, it was very good. It's about 100 people in there, actually.
It's been held up.
It's here, yeah, be in this room, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're on that piano? Yeah.
Okay.
I propose we do it, £60. If councillors want to come along, it'd be a good event as well.
I had an email from the Isle of Wight Council. The person who sent it put two exclamation marks after the subject. The Isle of Wight Council acknowledged the tremendous work and support that the island's voluntary and community social enterprise network provides to our island residents. The current community support contract ends on the 30th of September 2023. And unfortunately, the funding envelope for the future cannot remain at its current level. It's been agreed by our leadership team that a saving of £28,000 per annum must be made. The Isle of Wight Council is reaching out to Ireland's town and parish councils to see if they're able to support via any funding which may be available to ensure the level of support remains at its current level.
Is that it?
That's it.
They want £28,000.
I think they know what response they're likely to get.
Okay. Okay.
Unless anybody feels strongly.
No, let's move on.
I had an email from Martin Nicholas. Is he known to you, Tig? And one in Newport Road about white fibre damage and how they've refused to pay for repairs to his wall.
No, no, he's not raised that.
I wasn't sure whether he would have gone to you.
No, he hasn't.
As well. He was going to come tonight, but unfortunately he fell ill, so he couldn't. But he's asking rhetorical questions about who pays for white fibre and that sort of thing.
White fibre pays their own damage.
Yeah.
They do normally.
Well, they told him to get lost, apparently.
Okay.
We've had a request from Lake Health and Wellbeing Walk Leader, one Steve Prent, who some of you know is secretary to many sheds, who would like to see a litter bin on Lake Common. As you know, if we ask for additional litter bins, we're required to pay for them and pay to have them emptied. We he's also offered to refurbish the bench on Lake Common, which is the Isle of Wight Council's property.
It's not a bin down there, is there not a bin on the green?
There's a dog bin.
Is there? Oh yeah, I can see that, yeah. So?
Personally, I'd say, well, very sorry, but at the moment we can't afford it, because it's not only the providing of the bin, it's paying for it all year round to be emptied. And we will perhaps consider it after the next budget.
No, I've got different views of that. No. Happy? Okay. Good.
That's all, Jim.
Okay. I don't like councillors' reports. Dick?
I don't have one.
I've just got two quick things. Sandown Lake Youth Football Club have now got access to the site at the bottom of Sandown. They've got a 25-year lease that I sorted out for them with the Isle of Wight Council, which I'm very grateful for. I arranged a meeting with the Football Association down at the site a month ago. Very good, actually. The Football Association said there's loads of funds available for them. First one, they're going to get someone to come look at the grass. It's got humps in it and bumps in it, and they can get special. They'll get the grass specially redone for them. They can apply for a grant for a roller, that's it, on mower. And they can apply for a grant for a little sort of canteen type clubhouse. So I'm now speaking to Isle of Wight Council about where the services are. So then you're going to need water and electric down there. And obviously there was on the old school site. So hopefully it should all be done for playing next season. And they're going to have girls' teams as well as a disabled football team down there. So it's great news that the Football Association goal was really good. And that was handy. And we support them quite a lot with CCTV. So they're going to replicate what we got. They're going to put this Fairway Park, replicate what they've got down there. The Football Association, I was very impressed actually. Quite a nice guy. And the other thing I was going to say is Copse Mead is going to be radically hacked to bits over the next few weeks. He said it will look quite severe, but because nothing's been done there for so long with the Isle of Wight Council, the first cut will look quite severe. It won't be, but it's just got to be the first year. It's got to be a severe cut to get it going. They've got a grazing sheep there and all that sort of stuff. But if any residents contact you, it was horrible, it will do, because the first cut of all the stuff will, and then they'll go from there. That's all from me. Council reports, they owe me anything, you want to add?
Nothing.
John?
When speaking to the PSO, I was told that the fact that you can only do it on a quarterly basis was in the minutes. Well, it isn't. PSO has confirmed that she's now over to it on a semi-regular basis. Now, that's not quarterly. I've no idea where this quarterly came from, but as a PSO, she should be here, or we should have somebody here every month to give us an update.
But you won't get that.
Well, we should insist on it.
You cannot insist on it. You do not direct police resources. You do not direct police resources.
I appreciate that. But as a council, we should be pushing.
We have asked and been told that she cannot come on a weekly, on a monthly basis. I took it up with the superintendent on the Isle of Wight, as you asked me to do. He intervened in the sense of changing the days that she was on duty so that she could come on some Thursdays.
Yeah, so where has this quarterly come from?
Well, I explained to you in the letter to her, I said, we've been used to someone coming every month. If this is no longer possible, can someone come on a semi-regular basis, like once a quarter?
I will raise it, John, with the police and crime
commission.
We'll raise it with our police and crime commission.
It's something that we've all been going on for months and months and months.
The only thing, what I would say to you is that Sandown and Shanklin have no attendance at PCSOs at all. So what we were getting was over and above, but I think it should be here at once, and I'll raise it with the police and crime commission.
What other councils do, I tell you, it doesn't interest me.
You'll raise
what
it.
We do.
I'll raise it with the police and crime commission.
Thank you.
Jenny?
Just to say I'm attending a Zoom meeting on the 20th of October for the sustainability and biosphere meeting for the island.
That would be nice. Good. Michelle, we look forward to a report back on that one.
I will.
I'd like to know what Biosphere is.
Biosphere is the centre of the whole of the island being a sphere,
okay.
And everything links to everything else. It's a biosphere. And trying to protect it is quite important.
It's a very good explanation. That is a good explanation. The first time we've ever had it explained.
Thank you.
Michelle?
No.
Tick?
No.
Sue?
I've only got a question about the football club.
Yes.
If they're getting a grant for a mower,
yes.
Does that mean they're going to mow Fairway Park?
Well, put it like this, it's quite possible. If they get a rather mower, the Football Association guy said, because we took him to Fairway Park first, then we went down to the new pitch, yeah. And he did actually say, if you're going for a mower, so you'd better use it on your other pitch as well. And I was thinking, they haven't got it yet. So when they get a grant for a mow, there is a chance they could actually mow Fairway Park themselves, yes.
That would save us a little bit of money, wouldn't it?
Adrian? Nothing. Okay, I've got two quick things from me. Julian Wadsworth, I've had a lot of conversations with him, the excellent work he's doing, and Sandown support what he's doing as well. And Shanklin are now going to come on board with some funding for him as well, but Shanklin wouldn't engage with him in the past. He's just got some more funding from the Police and Crime Commissioner. And other funding from Renew for a 4-year period. So he's having a meeting that I'm attending next Friday to discuss, you know, plans. But I mean, he told me he went to the Sandown train station the other Monday when the kids come out of school. The fact that he was on the train station, they know who he is. There was no trouble that Monday. Whereas the previous Monday, he knows that there was all sorts of aggravation on the station, so they were there for an hour waiting for the train. So his presence around Sandown is really, really making a difference. He's now going to TJ's across the road running some sessions,
yes.
And he'll come and talk to us at some point in the new year, tell us what they've done very well. And so we did have the first Bay Council meeting. It was a very good meeting, actually, to be fair. We talked about six things, really. The police, which I mentioned earlier, we talked about all sorts of issues regarding the drugs and that sort of stuff. Talked about the revetment. Talking about the drinking on the revetment has actually got nowhere. The revetment's been discussed for a long time. That may come out of the Bay Master Plan. We talked about the Bay Master Plan. In fact, all three councils have to agree to it. We talked about Julian Wadsworth. We're going to have regular meetings on a quarterly basis. And yeah, we talked about, you know, toilets, perhaps all opening and closing at the same time across the Bay to give a uniformity of the Bay. Jet skis, far less trouble from jet skis this summer than there has been. But you know, the regular contact between the three is going to continue, and we might expand it to another councillor going forward. If there's a topic on the agenda, so if we were discussing events, I would invite John to come in as our events, you know, coordinator. If we were discussing green issues, I might say, Jenny, you come along to the meeting. The revetment, obviously, I'll take the shower along. You know, so be the two of us plus one councillor of our choice, depending upon the agenda. The first meeting went very well. Okay, we have a brief public. It's only you, Stephen. So, do you have any brief? I mean, brief questions.
Oh, sorry, I haven't said a word. Well,
you can have a brief question if you wish, Stephen.
Very brief observations.
No, brief question. If you would, because it's 9:30.
I've heard all the things. The Bay Area Plan, that concept was originally my idea as well. Years ago, so I'm very pleased to see that idea of working together coming forward. However, what's highlighted here tonight is things like the toilets down the phone, the budgeting. There's some of the councils being put under pressure.
Questions.
Do you feel, as Lake Parish Council, the £5,000 you mentioned, Shanklin and Sandown, Danfo, you're being put under undue pressure to make rushed decisions, which actually is coming from Isle of Wight Council. But there's some political thing here, perhaps I'm raising the question, is do you feel that we, you know, yes, I agree, we do agree.
For pressure for what? Together. The pressure for...
Well,
toilets
we
or
work together, but the population density is very different to the
No. Ever since I took over chair of this council, I've wanted a meeting with Sandell and Shanklin Town Council. I mentioned it over and over again. There was resistance from a certain person at Shanklin. Sandell were off, set a date and we'll be there. So I'm pleased that we finally got together. No pressure to do so. It was my idea that we all sat around the table. And because of that, everyone else wants to have further meetings. So, no.
But the public can't announce those meetings?
No. But I have fed back to you now what we discussed at those meetings. So you've heard what we discussed at those meetings. So it's open and transparent. But no, it's meetings for the three Bay councils, their chairs and mayors, the deputies, and one other councillor of our choice. No clerks. We take minutes ourselves to discuss mutual issues.
Just politely bearing in mind, like Michelle, I'm on the Bay Revetment Working Part for all three. So I would feel it would be good to include the Bay,
We discussed the Bay Working Party, and we all asked ourselves, is it working? We all said, no, it's not. But there's a new officer taking over, so we decided to give it more time with the new officer to see if it made a difference. If it doesn't make a difference, we will stop the Bay Working Party and join it together with something else. But at the moment, the decision was there's a new council officer involved in it, and we'll give him the chance to meet with the group and report back that it's starting to make a difference. If we see a difference being made, we'll continue to send our reps to it. If we don't, the three councils will say it's not working. Let's look attack it from another angle through the, I see it working with the Bay Plan consultant rather than against.
Okay, I'll leave
okay.
it there.
Thank you. Okay, item 18. Exclusion of public and press. Instead of passing resolution under section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, public and press is due from the meeting for the following item of business, namely agenda item 19, on the grounds of the right to be disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraphs 1 and 2 of part 1, schedule 12A of the Act, and in the circumstances of this case, the public interest maintained the exemption outweighed the public interest in disclosing the information. So, Stephen, thank you.
Thank you very
Louise,
much.
Lovely to see you, darling.
Meeting closed 9:30.